white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball, fucker.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me, guess what happened?
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hi, everybody. My name's Dwight, and I'm here to do prank calls for you for like 3-ish hours. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna do the laughters and all that shit. Yeah, motherfuckers. We're back. I took last week off, and so we're back this week. You know what are you gonna do? What the fuck are you gonna do? Oh yeah, let's do some calls. But I'm gonna bring up Skype first. Let's do this. Hey Skype. Come here, boy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
I'm good. How are your eating habits?
You know, I give you 2 months, lose 60 pounds. You come, you gain 8 pounds. What's the problem with you?
That one guy did. That guy we watched last night, he fucking gained. He gained a pound. He came back. He's like, oh, I don't know what's going on here. Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, I was looking for Susan.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Dwight. I'm calling from Frontier. I understand that we severed your invisible fence line in your yard while we had one of our cables buried.
You're calling me at 10:23 on a Saturday night?
Well, I thought it was very urgent because we did get several complaints about this severed visible fence line, and we've been trying to reach you with no answer. And she fucking left? God damn it. All right. Let's try this.
Hello.
Hello. I understand that Susan doesn't know how to work a telephone, and I'm glad to hear from a gentleman such as yourself. Now, this is Dwight calling from Frontier about the line that we buried.
Dwight?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And, I don't appreciate being hung up on, especially if you want to make that many complaints and think that your invisible fence is that important. Maybe we get this nailed by the first go around.
Can I talk to your boss, please?
To my boss?
Yeah.
Do you have approximately 30 seconds to hold?
Sure.
Okay. Give me just a moment while I put you on hold. I'm sorry, he's unavailable at the moment. He's taking a shit. Can I have a message to relay to him?
Have you always been rude?
I did work for Amazon for a while in customer service, and then I upgraded and came here to Frontier. Amazon is who taught me how to be a perfect person. I'm perfect in every way. All right, these are your 70 Patreons for the month of March 2023. Jerry Seinfeld. I'm assuming that's Milkbox. Of course, we have Axpa, the man behind the machine who breaks the machines, too. We have Alexander Kronk, Anti-Citizens Telephone Time, Audi Love, Belieber for Life, Benjamin, Brad Claus, Brendan, Brown Magic, Cactus, Carl Alexander, Crispy 808, Coco Poca Boba Carlos Trin, David Jarvis, DZ Jackson, Dharma Wheelies, Dragonmere, who runs a fantastic show on Friday nights on Prankcast. We have Dribbly Bob, Dwight's Cocksock, ESSLO1, Fucking Slayer 69, Garbo, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Godrilla, Gold Rust, Hamilton Water Baby, Haifang, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, I'll Fix Your Pipes, James Harrington, Jen F, John T. Fisherman, JT, Jules, Just Workman, Carter Pillar, Lickety Split 972, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis, I can't say your last name, so just Luis, Luke Jones, Mad Hatta, Maggie, Mark Window, Matthew Anderson, hang on a second, yes, Matthew Anderson, let me hit this next button over, Max Power, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, the Tap Tap Draw artist of the show, P.S., Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, ooh, Ryan Scheffler, Snappy Bakes, Some Dude, Starless Sky, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, the Retarded, which he passed away, but apparently is still a Patreon, Vandershire, Vitas Vitas, Wasted Memory, Whiskey Pete, Xander Fett, and You Bastard Fuck. And those are your 70 Patreons for the month of March.
Bastard fuck.
You bastard fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Julie, how you doing? Just left a voicemail for Ryan. This is Dwight once again with Frontier. Are you aware that your husband is on the internet? You think he's not making the best decisions? Well, you're right, because he's on our Facebook page of Frontier Communications, bitching up a storm. We'd appreciate if you could rein his ass back in and maybe sit him in the corner for a bit and make him tuck his nuts. All right, talk to you later, Julie, honey. Goodbye. All right.
Julie, honey.
Love line. This is Piper Blush. Who's this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a janitor.
Hello, Dwight, the janitor. Thank you so much for calling. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm pretty good. I want to talk about the time that I blatantly cheated on my ex-fiance.
Ooh, blatantly. What does that word mean? Because I'm Francophone. I'm not sure I understand blatantly. Does that mean
I did it
you
on,
were conscious
I did,
about it
I did
or
it,
not?
Oh, yeah. I did it on purpose, 100%. It was actually premeditated, in my opinion. I premeditated it.
Premeditated?
Yeah.
And why did you do that? Did you feel like undesired by her? Did it wasn't working for you two guys?
She overcooked my French toast.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Well, so I didn't want to be around with her anymore.
To treat someone for French toast?
Well,
wow,
I take my breakfast food seriously.
I take well, my, that's too bad. Oh, that's really too bad.
It really is.
I mean, French toast. I mean, overcooking French. How can you overcook French toast?
Well,
that
she left
to you
it.
Lot,
she uh-huh. left it in. Yeah, she
but
left
you know,
it in.
I make French toast sometimes, yeah, because I'm Francophone. Francophone.
What type of French toast do you like? What type of toppings do you like?
That's an excuse to cheat on your girlfriend, wife.
Well, she was my fiance, and I wasn't going to go through life like that. What's the matter? Did we get some old God Bill down the line? Hang on, let me find that stream. Find that stream real quick. Ah, shit. It was too far. Damn it, I don't have it anymore. God damn it.
Tell me if you cheat on your girlfriend when she overcooks your French toast. This is quite interesting. Because I've never heard that one before. I've heard overcooking pasta, but French toast, that is very, very actually, like, precise. Because who eats French toast every day of the week? Like, not really. Not really. Like, I mean, cooking toast, that's like every morning almost. If you go to school, you know, got a normal job. Then you overcook the toast. Like, they burn in the toaster. But French toast, maybe it was like Sunday. It was not going well. I mean, it's just... It wasn't going well. Then she overcooked the French toast. And then that was like, you know, in French there's an expression that says la goutte qui fait déborder le vase. Meaning that's like the little drop of water that makes it all like escape the water bottle. And maybe that was it for him. Maybe that was it. And then life ended. And he was like, okay, I'm just gonna cheat on you now because you overcooked my French toast. And I mean, are we in the 1940s? Do women just like cook food for men? Still, I mean, some of them do. I know they do, and that's fine. That's fine. But like, was that the relationship? Or it was like in the Secretary movie, Or like, she was like,
people
bit,
are wondering what she
like,
looks
the housemaid,
like.
The housewife, Maybe trophy wife. But yeah. Do janitors have trophy wife? I'm not sure. Maybe.
You're
probably.
Goddamn right,
I mean,
I
everybody
do.
Has trophy wife. It's a possibility. That's so interesting. Okay. Well, here we go. Air Trek Boss Radio. Yes, Chris, old green. That's what I was saying. I do that all the time. I do that all the time.
Please leave your message for
James McKinley.
You see how you tried to make it? Hey, I like how you tried to make your last name French there, James. A little more sophisticated. I like that about a man that doesn't wipe his ass. Why don't you give me a call back, James? We'll talk about it. All right.
All right, shit britches.
Fucking milkman about made me spit my fucking last sip of bang. All
sorry,
over my
man.
Fucking electronics here.
I couldn't see you, but it was a good
one. Fucking shit, Bridges. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, now my fucking the back of my nose is burning because I got fucking liquid
shit,
all up in
it. I couldn't resist. It was just hanging there, man. Just hanging there.
All right, here we go. We got one person who smokes a lot of weed.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica.
Who is this?
It's Dwight. Your plug said that he's passing you off to me, so I'm going to be your weed supplier from now on.
I'm sorry, what?
You know the weed? The weed that you smoke? I'm going to be supplying you with new weed, but it's going to have perks in it. I'm going to grind up some perks and put it in your weed.
I'm sorry, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Chicago. What? I'm from West Chicago. I wear a bulletproof vest in my crotch. That, That's the most important thing. No, this is the most important thing to me is I got to protect my virility. You know, if I want to send this weed empire to the rest of my family, I got to be able to reproduce.
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
And listen, Dwight who?
It's Dwight McClanahan. Shit. I shouldn't have told you my name over the... There could be people listening. Everybody knows you smoke weed. Everybody knows you like to get high and watch...
This is a recorded phone call.
I don't care. Everybody likes to get... I know you like to get high and watch Friday all the time. I know about you, Jessica. Jessica!
Yeah,
like, come on. Why are we playing games right now?
I don't know if I know a Dwight...
No, you don't know me. I told you, the guy that sells you marijuana, he's out of business. I bought him out. I gave him a very good rate for the stock. I bought his business out. I bought all of his overhead. So if you want weed in this town anymore, you're going to have to buy it from me.
At what store?
Weed. Marijuana. Kush.
At what store?
No. I'm mobile. I don't stay in one place. If you do brick and mortar, that's how the cops get you. But I'm set up mostly behind Big Lots.
Big Lots?
Yeah, Big Lots. Why, who's laughing at me? Wait a minute. You're not... You don't have anyone else listening, do you? Listen, I'm trying to establish a new meeting place. So if you want to get weed from me from now on, we're either going to meet over at Taco Bell or behind Murphy Ace Hardware. You know where that's at, right? It's off.
No.
It's off of Easton in Maine. It's right in between Maine and Hillview.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Dwight who? I went to school with a Dwight in elementary school.
In elementary school? No. That kid's probably dead. No, listen. Dwight McClanahan, I'm your new weed dealer. I'm going to have to give you a business card the next time we meet when you come to get drugs. And I'm going to hand it to you.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, because you have a short attention span because you're probably getting high and watching Ren and Stimpy right now, aren't you?
No.
Well, you should be. And you would be if you were smoking my stuff and not this guy's shit.
I don't even know who you are.
That's because we've never met. All I have is a contact number that your plug had. And then he's like, call her and let her know the situation. So I'm calling and I'm telling you what the situation is. Do you do dabs? Do you need wax? Do you need butter? You just looking for flour? You want pre-rolls? I'm like a whole system here, baby. I've got the vape pens, the disposables, like one time use. I got half grams, 1 grams. I've got gram.
You need to stop this right now. It is wrong to steal from people.
Behind Ace Hardware in West Chicago.
Yeah. You know, right there. It's what is it on the back side on Easton? You got the Murphy Ace Hardware. You got the McDonald's right there. You got the Taco Bell. If you go across the street, you know they got the AutoZone over there, the Dunkin' Donuts, the Burger King, the Wingstop. Act like I'm not from the area. Come on now.
I have no idea.
No idea.
What you're doing.
What I'm doing? I'm selling drugs. I don't know how much more clear I could be about this. Like, I'm violating every rule in the drug book right now by I'm not even using code right now. I'm literally supplying drugs.
For free?
For free? You must be fucking high right now. You're sitting here telling me you're not smoking weed, and you're over here talking about for free. I don't even take mouth rides. Listen to that. You either come with your money and come correct, or you don't come at all because, you know, I'm not that motherfucker. You know, my motto is quality drugs at a reasonable price. That's my motto.
You know, with my shit, you don't have to worry about that fentanyl shit. I don't fucks with that, okay? Reasonable, quality, clear-cut drugs at reasonable prices. Who are you talking to?
Who was my drug dealer before?
You never dealt with Lysol, with the drugs.
Lysol?
Yes, African-American Jell-O gentleman, dreadlocks, eats a lot of Jell-O.
No, I don't know anyone named Lysol that eats a lot of Jell-O.
He said he told me to call you. He said that he supplies you with a lot of drugs. I'm not saying he's in his right frame of mind because he eats that lemon or lemono or whatever, that lime green Jell-O shit.
Is this a prank show?
You need to stop this right now. It is wrong to steal from people.
No, prank show. No.
Oh, darn.
No, we don't do pranks here. I sell drugs.
No, this is the prank show.
No, I do drugs.
The phone show.
No, I sell drugs.
Okay, well, have fun with that.
I sell drugs. Listen. Buy drugs right now for me.
Okay, I will.
Hang on a second. I've almost got her. Listen, no, on this recorded line, buy drugs for me right now. Let's have a verbal agreement right now that you're gonna buy drugs for me.
Yo, you gotta tell me. No, gotta thanks. Get her to say which drugs she's
wait,
buying.
Wait a minute. I called you on a block. I blocked my number, right?
No, you don't.
No, you forgot the star 69.
Jesus. Hey, hello. Is that Dershey?
Speaking.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling from Strickland Brothers here in Chester. And I understand you had a horrible customer service experience with us.
Yeah, I decided not to go because I didn't have any recourse to what happened at the store that day.
Okay, do you want to tell me what happened? Because I'm unaware of what happened. I just have a little sticky note here on my computer. It says to give you a call.
Well, I went in to get an oil change for my wife's 2013 Volkswagen Jetta.
Mm-hmm.
And this would have been the second time I've had her car there, but I'd been going there since before it was Strickland Brothers.
Oh, okay. So long-time customer at that location. Great.
Right. And the service has been stellar. I haven't had a problem.
Okay.
This day, Hodge, he said his name was, I pulled in. He said, can I help you? I pulled in my little $5 discount sticker off the glass, gave it to him. I said I came in for oil change. He started doing what he does. I popped my hood. And he says, sir, according to the computer here, your car takes 6 quarts of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to charge you for the extra quart. So I said, how much is that? And I think he said something like $10.25. And I said, I've got 2 boxes of this great oil at home. Not 2 quarts. I got 2 boxes of it for my car. And so I said, you can just go ahead and put the 5 quarts in. And he basically replied, well, you know,
you need to stop this right now. It is wrong to steal from people.
Was that your wife?
Sir, I don't know who that is. That's from your end.
No, I'm actually inside the office by myself. We're closed currently, and I'm just doing some work after hours.
Okay, I'm in my home answering the phone, so I don't know who
peculiar.
That is.
That's peculiar, yeah.
It's weird. Sounds like a party line.
Yeah. So what were you saying? You said that you had that same grade oil at home.
Right. So I told him to go ahead and put the 5 quarts in, and he said, well, I can understand if you don't have the money to pay for it.
Ooh.
I said, sir, me being able to pay for oil change is not the point. If I couldn't pay, I would change the
You
oil
need need to stop this right now. It is wrong to steal from people.
Ma'am, I'm talking to your husband right now about the situation. I apologize profusely about the comments from our tech. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're talking to a tech?
Well,
like a recording.
I just heard a woman. She sounded upset. Said we were ripping people off. Now, how often?
Who are you again?
My name is Dwight, and I'm with Strickland Brothers. So let me ask you this: how often do you have your wife's oil changed here?
That was the second time I took her car there.
Mm-hmm. But you've been there several times even before the name change.
Quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like probably over 25 times to 30 times.
Okay. All right.
I just didn't like the fact that once he said he would change, but then he had to put a notation in the system that I opted for 5 quarts only to release Strickland Brothers from any damage to my vehicle.
Right,
I
liability.
Said, sir, that's going to be no problem. I'm 60-something years old, and I've driven a car 1 quart low, so has a lot of people with older cars or whatever.
Right.
And I'm only going 7 miles. It's not going to damage my car.
Right.
And so he turned around and mumbled something under his breath loud enough for me to hear him mumble something. Mm-hmm. So I said, excuse me, sir, do you have something you need to say to me?
Right.
And he ignored me. Didn't even respond to my question.
Do you by any chance know what he mumbled?
No, I wish I did, but then it would have been
because I've got the account up right now, and he did make some notations along with the the 5 quarts instead of 6. He did some shorthand writing here. One notation says poor. P-O-O-R. Maybe he meant to put P-O-U-R, like for the oil. But then he also notated here, I wish a motherfucker would.
Sir, this is a nice joke, because Hodge didn't come across as that type of individual that would put that in a note.
Well, you know, notated here. Hey, I can print it out. Give me a second here. I'm printing it out.
Jesus Christ loves you, and I'm sorry you feel that way.
Jesus
about,
Christ is not in the building anymore. Jesus Christ has left it to the heathens. No!
He fucking left. Fucking cat over there
did not get down with the white devil.
Nice job working in. I wish a motherfucker would.
We meant to do that 2 weeks ago. I wish a motherfucker would. The tech didn't come across as that type of person. He was talking shit the whole time, apparently. Cat's over there like, oh yeah, fucking nailing the fucking things. Sir, tell your wife to calm down. Talmud says he's not into that demonic shit. Yeah, he is scared. He's scared. Don't be scared.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Hoover?
Who?
Hoover. Mr. Hoover? Are you a DJ?
Yes.
Yay, all right. I'm calling from over here.
I used to be.
Oh, used to be. Great, great. I'm working off of old information. I'm working over here at the Burger King, and I understand that you have an opinion about our customer service and how fast we serve food.
Burger King, huh? Which one?
You don't know where we are.
Well, there's more than one Burger King in this town.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying, didn't you make a generalization about our system?
A generalization
about how we do things. You're saying that we were...
I know in particular the Burger King on Main Street is quite slow compared to the one out there on Gear.
Yeah, you're talking about the ours, which were over here at 1610 on Main. So you're saying the ones that are over on 6001 North Golden State Boulevard is better than us?
Faster.
Faster. Okay. What about the quality of food? Because quality food does take some time.
Yeah, quality of food's about the same no matter where you go.
Oh, so you're saying that our flame broiled skills need some what, toning ups?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. When's the next time do you think you'll be stopping in over here at the Burger King?
Fuck if I know.
Okay. Well, I just want, next time you come in, let them know that Dwight spoke with you, and they'll fetch me from the back, and I'll have you come in here and show us how to do our fucking job, okay? I'll put a hat
that
on you.
That
would
be pretty fucking awesome.
I'll put a crown on you. I'll bring you around the counter, and I'll put an apron on you, and I'll show you how we frame the flame broil shit.
Well, I tell you what, you can keep the crown. I'll tell you right now how to fucking do shit better.
What?
Get your shit together.
No, listen, you bologna sandwich eating motherfucker. When you come into Burger King, you treat us with respect, all right? You don't talk shit about us on the Facebooks.
Oh, on the Facebook.
The Facebook. That's what it used to be in.
So, all right. You must have a pretty quit stuttering. Of your own.
Spit it out, motherfucker. If you ate Burger King, you wouldn't stutter so much. I have it your way, you fucking pothead. Continue. Go ahead.
Okay, so what exactly made you think that comment was about you?
Because you put Burger King in there, and then you put you people. You people at Burger King is what it said. Yeah, it said you people at Burger King.
Well, I'm pretty sure you got me confused with somebody else.
No, listen, there's no more. Listen, I don't want to be a jerk to you, but you're
you too late.
What do you mean I'm too late?
You've been being a jerk this whole fucking time.
Let's watch the language, please. I'm just trying to do my job.
Really? While you're calling me names? That's part of your job?
No. I hang on. I just turned on the recording. This conversation needs to be recorded. So listen, Mr. Hoover.
You mean you didn't start recording it from the beginning?
No, because not everyone answers on the first ring, so we'd waste a lot of recording tapes. It's a lot of space tapes.
I didn't answer on the first ring because you called under a scam likely number 000000. Is that the number for the Burger King on Main Street?
On Main Street? No, absolutely not.
Is that your personal cell phone number?
No, that'd be kind of silly. If I had all zeros, I think that would be Mr. Bell Graham that would probably have that.
Really? Then why in the fuck did your number come up all fucking zeros and say scam likely on it?
I don't know. Maybe you need to consult your cellular phone services.
Maybe you need to consult your sources.
My sources? God is the only source that I look to, sir.
Hey, look, you called me fucking lying to me about what I fucking said. So,
Sir,
why don't you...
Sir, don't, please don't use the potty mouth.
Oh, the potty mouth?
I'll be forced to censor you, sir, if you swear again.
Censor me! Censor me now.
You've been censored. I have a censor button here, sir, and don't make me use it. I have the authority.
Well, motherfucker, censor the fuck out of it, because you know what? I cuss like a fucking sailor, and I ain't never stopping.
Sir, stop it. Stop it. You're making me wear this out. I only get 30 pushes in one night. Stop that.
30 pushes?
After that, the FCC is notified.
Is it like the easy button?
No. I don't know what that is, so probably not.
You don't know what the easy button is, man? How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 23 years old, sir. I'm the general manager here.
Oh, well. That makes sense, then.
I don't understand. What makes sense about that? I'm going places. I started mopping floors. I moved up to burgers. I went to fries. I began washing the lettuce, and after 15 short days, I became the general manager.
Well, that's pretty fucking awesome, but that doesn't change the fact that it's been over a decade since they've used the easy button, so it would make sense that you wouldn't remember it.
Hang on just a second. Hey, Ted, do you want to come here and grab this phone? We got a fucking asshole on here on line one.
Hey, is this Bluto? Hey.
He's a little older. He might be able to understand what your boomer conversations are about, sir.
Yeah, I
did get the Bluto reference, so that's definitely a positive.
I am an interpreter. Okay, this is a company run by Zoomers and millennial trash. I need to translate between you and them. So go ahead and make your complaint.
Ted, I've got his offender file right here, his Burger King offender file. He's 46 years old. Just I've got that documented.
Holy shit. Do you go to bed at 8 p.m., sir?
Possible, yes, I do. And I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Sir Ted.
Is that you?
And then I bitch about how loud my neighbors are snoring.
Mr. Sir Ted, he's one of those people that lives on 8th Street as well, just so that's documented.
So, sir, how many times do you have to change the puppy pad underneath your mattress per night? How many times do you
Three or four.
You piss the bed 3 or 4 times a night?
At least. That's a good night.
Okay. That's pretty good. How many times do you piss yourself when you're ordering in the drive-thru at Burger King?
Oh, at least twice every time.
How often do you drink your own piss?
Oh, whenever I have a container to catch it in.
Well, sir, I mean, those were all the right answers, and we'd like to offer you a free meal next time you come to Burger King.
No, thanks. I'd rather
I'll fucking put your California phone up your fucking motherfucking ass, you bastard motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that's our Bangladeshi associate. We got a fry cook exchange program
from Bangladesh.
Oh, you got a whole call center for this, huh?
Yeah, we're training our replacements in Bangladesh. That was Sanjay. We're trying
Sanjay.
To teach him how to talk to customers.
Is Sanjay a fan of the CAF system?
Oh, what's that, sir?
I don't know. Something I heard about on Fox News once.
Uh-oh. Are you...
They said it was a bad thing, so I'm just going to go ahead and assume they were right.
Sir, do you eat a lot of fast food?
Excuse me.
Do you?
What was that?
I said, do you eat a lot of fast food?
Not really.
Oh.
It's too fucking expensive. I'm poor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
then why won't you
take the free meal?
That's confirmed. He lives on 8th Street. He's
because
a, he's
Burger King sucks that much. That I don't even want it for free.
Wow.
Did you censor that?
Sir, we can't have you saying Burger King sucks. Of course we censored that.
Yeah, we actually changed your words around. We flipped the script on you. We changed it so you say that Burger King doesn't suck.
That's pretty creative. Did you use some expensive audio editing software to make that happen?
No, we use ChatGPT for everything now. We replaced all of our associates, our cashiers, with little screens that first try to seduce you and rape you with textual statements and then offer you food.
Well, now that sounds like something that might get me back into a Burger King right there. I love being textually raped.
You like text rape?
Very much.
Mm.
It might be my second favorite thing in the world, next to bathing in sauerkraut.
Excuse me, honey, your 8th Street is showing.
Sir, I think you're full of shit, and you're not making this conversation very productive.
Well, it's 8:30 or 9 or whatever time it is on a Saturday night, and
are you drunk, sir?
Why?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. God damn it!
Why can't you pull bitches?
Why can't I pull bitches? Because I'm a simp.
Oh, do you go on Twitch and look at the girls in the hot tubs and then donate your paycheck to them?
Most of it, yeah. Sometimes I got to take out a loan to cover it, though.
You don't have the credit for that, sir. Quit lying. You live on 8th Street.
Yeah, we ran your credit last time you financed a burger. We know you're not good for it.
Well, that's why I didn't get the burger, I assume.
Did you, when's the last time that you visited Walgreens over there on Gear Road? And you bought some of that, and then you bought some of that run flat, wheel flat tires that Michelle drinks.
At Walgreens?
Yeah. Yeah, the beer.
I don't think I've ever bought six of flat at Walgreens.
You don't remember the last time that you went over to Walgreens, bought the beers, got drunk?
And violated a squirrel?
Oh, well, I usually try and violate a squirrel at least once a month, but never near a Walgreens. That would just be disrespectful to Walgreens.
Well, where do you get the drugs to drug the squirrel?
I make them.
The squirrel was riding a horsey cat.
Yeah, well, that's pretty normal. I mean, you kind of see that every day. Nothing unusual about
it. Sir, you can't say that on this line. Hello? Hello?
Were you made for war? Were you made for war? Were you a
Viking? Was I what?
Are you battle tested, sir? Sorry, we're updating your file.
Battle tested, of course.
Okay, do you have the blood of the Vikings coursing through your veins?
Of course. Who doesn't?
I'm less than 4 feet tall.
I know somebody.
Nope. You got me confused.
I mean,
you got the wrong one.
Who has the wrong one?
I'm concerned about him.
Hello? Where did he go? Could be this other line that just called him. Hello, sir, are you back yet? Hello? Hello? Sir?
Well, that was fucking rude.
What's going on?
Somebody called on the other line, started playing a great song, and then cut it off right in the middle of it.
What song was it?
I don't know. Something about booties.
About booties?
Something I never get.
Oh. Oh, that's right, because you're a simp. I forgot. Sir, we're feeling very sad for you. Because we didn't know you were a simp. We were calling for Burger King to insult you, but can we get you some spicy nuggets to make everything okay for you tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Those might be a little hard on my old stomach.
Well, how old is that digestive tract?
Oh, it's probably 80 by now, the 80? Way I treat it.
Okay, and after you've digested food, let's say hypothetically Chinese food or Indian food, how long is it before you push out a shit? 8 to 16 months, yeah, that doesn't seem to be operating at optimal levels, sir.
It could explain the bloating, though.
I would say, I mean, it kind of sounds like you're full of shit.
Quite. My eyes are browned.
The browned? The browned?
Yeah. Sir, you mentioned you were a simp, correct?
Very much so.
So here at Burger King, you know, we're very innovative. And we're piloting a program called Burgers and Bubbles.
Okay.
And Yeah, so essentially what happens is with each burger you buy, you get some number of bubbles, which are basically points. And you can use those to support your favorite hot tub streamer on Twitch.
Ooh.
So you'd be interested
I already
in.
Know exactly who.
Oh, yeah? Who's your favorite?
I can't remember. There's so many. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I have to spread it around a little bit.
No, please don't. We don't. We here at Burger King do not want you spreading it around.
Yeah, sir, you should know that by eating our food. We don't spread anything around. We just glop it all on in one spot and then smoosh it with a bun.
I can't argue with that.
You spread it. Do you spread it like your ass?
Oh, very much.
Are you one of those?
I might be two of them.
Hell, why stop there? Go for a three.
Fucking A. Bring them all on.
Sir, are you one of those type of people that turns a little gay when they've had intoxicants?
Oh, I turn a little gay no matter what.
Okay, but why?
Because it's the Cartoon Network thing to do today.
The Cartoon Network?
Exactly.
I don't understand. I don't watch cartoon. Is that still around?
I don't know. It might be.
You're kind of talking in like generalities. You're being awfully vague.
Well.
Do you think we could improve our
specific?
Do you think that we could improve our product here at Burger King if we put a television in the lobby with Cartoon Network playing?
Fuck yeah, but only play Adult Swim.
Oh, I thought you were gonna cuss, man. I wasted one of my button pushes.
Oh, what are you down to like 7 now, right?
Hang on, let me look. No, I got 9 left.
Oh, my math is all bad.
Yeah, it's because you're drunk. It's understandable. Did you know that we got green lit for a Burger King animated series on Cartoon Network coming this fall?
You just asked me if Cartoon Network was still a thing.
Yeah. Because I thought somebody was pranking me. I thought this was a bad email.
Oh, yeah? What's the show about? How much Burger King sucks?
No, it's about the day in the life of a burger. Being creative.
Oh, you know what would be a great one?
What?
Like a Battle Royale series featuring like Wendy and the Burger King and Ronald all fucking just duking it out.
You can't talk about Wendy and Ronald and all them having sex. Stop that.
Why not?
Because this is a recorded line. God, this goes to my bosses.
It'd be awesome. They start off fighting and then they end having a fucking three-way?
Yeah, sir.
Makeup everywhere, all over everybody.
Sir. You can't show that on Cartoon Network.
Do it very well.
Can't show that on Cartoon Network.
This sounds like it's going to be on Adult Swim.
No. It's going to be on at noon. At 11 o'clock. We're going to battle Price is Right.
Oh, so it's for Lonely Housewives.
Yeah, it's gonna be called Life of a Burger, Just the Rapper. But with a WRAPPER.
Well, it sounds like it's gonna be spectacular. All right.
Well, it sounds like you need to go to the bathroom and throw up now, because I'm kinda tired of talking to you.
I might have to do more than that.
Now you've intrigued me. What do you mean by that?
I'm not even sure anymore.
Okay, well go to the bathroom, put your finger down your throat, and then projectile vomit, and then drink more.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Yeah, let me ask you this real quick. Do you know over in London what they call a quarter pounder with cheese?
A Royale with cheese?
No, because you're fucking dumb. Bye. There, I hung up.
Oh, God. God.
Jesus Christ, there was going to be no getting that guy off the line.
No way out of that loop.
We could have kept him on for the rest of the fucking show. He would have never hung up.
He would have stayed. I know. He was loving the attention.
Hello?
Hey, I was looking for Rebecca.
Who is this?
This is Dwight calling from American Airlines. Understand you had she had a bit of an issue, and we were trying to reach base with her to discuss it.
Yeah, a couple things. It's almost 11 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
and you're calling the home number.
Right.
And she was trying to get to Oklahoma.
Okay.
So I can share background if you like.
Yeah. If you would. If she's allowing you to share that information, I'm not sure how.
Yeah,
works.
We've been married 28 years.
Ah, okay, husband. So. Okay, great. Yes, please proceed.
Yeah. So a flight from Madison to Charlotte to Oklahoma City, with that being the destination.
Okay.
Madison to Charlotte got out a little bit late. The crew was late. But they got to Charlotte in time to make the next connection. However, the aircraft hadn't departed the gate in Charlotte, sat on the ground there for over 30 minutes watching the airplane at their gate.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they got to the gate, her connecting flight had moved out, went there, went to a gate agent. She was very rude, said, "You don't belong on this flight." Had filled it with standbys, non-rev employees, buddy passes, stuff like that.
Okay, and do you know the name of the agent, an employee number, a name or anything like that? I mean, if you have a name, will I be able to look up and see who was manning that gate at that time?
She may have it. I don't know the name.
Male or female?
Female.
Female, okay. Let me go ahead and put this in here. Female agent. Okay, and then rude in what sense?
You don't belong on this flight. I can't put you on standby.
Okay, she doesn't belong. And did she say why she didn't belong on the flight at any point?
You'd have to get that from Rebecca. My sense is it was a very condescending, get-out-of-my-face tone.
Okay.
Others around
obviously
her,
she probably,
people behind her in line said, wow.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, obviously, to get to the gate, you would have had to have some type of boarding pass to even get to that point.
No, you don't. She was already on a connecting flight, right? She was flying from Madison
to
Charlotte.
Yes. Oh, so you were already... Okay, great. I thought this was the other flight. This wasn't the first flight. This was for the connecting flight.
Yeah, I told you that. Remember when I talked about the... airplane sat on the ramp for 30 minutes, couldn't get to the gate because the flight ahead of it hadn't departed yet.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, hang on. Let me type this out. I didn't hear this part before. 30 minutes, flight before did not depart. So the other plane was sitting at the gate then?
When the Madison flight arrived in Charlotte, it could not get to the gate because there was an airplane in their gate.
Can you take the tone down just a little bit, please?
This is the third time I've told you this. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
What would you like to hear again?
Let's just go ahead and start over. Okay, and how did the agent greet Rebecca?
How did what?
How did the initial agent on the first flight greet Rebecca? Was it satisfactory?
Are you talking about in Madison?
In Madison. No, in Madison.
Yes, that was fine.
Okay. Did she use the proper pronouns at the gate?
You'd have to ask Rebecca.
Okay. And let's see here. And did Rebecca, was she able to procure any type of snacks, drinks, beverages, anything like that while she was on the flight from Madison?
I don't know.
Okay. And did she consume the drinks or snacks?
I don't know if she got water or not. It was a 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning flight, right?
Yes, it was a very early flight. Now, was she... admitting any type of odor from her person, perhaps due to menstruation?
Rebecca?
Yes.
Did you just ask me if she was admitting odor due to menstruation?
Yes, that's correct.
Seriously?
Yes.
Who is this? A prank call?
No, no. I'm calling from American Airlines. My name is Dwight.
Well, Dwight, do me a favor. Have a supervisor call us down the road.
How far down? Well, I can get
it's
one on the line.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
Uh huh. I understand, but we're calling. I'm over here in Malta. This is actually the overseas call center. We're in Malta.
Good for you. You should know where your customers are. It's 11 o'clock and you're asking about if my wife is menstruating?
Yes.
And that has something to do with any of this?
Well, no, I'm trying to cover all bases.
Give me your last name, please.
I can give you an employee ID number. I can't give you a last name.
That'll be satisfactory. Oh. I have friends that are...
Okay.
You're going to enjoy this journey.
Just let me know when you're ready for my employee ID number.
I am ready.
All right. It is S as in Sam, P as in Paul, the number 3, R as in Randy, M as in Michael, 1121. And the reason that I asked that is because the menstruation does attract bears, and we have to look out for that during flight.
Attracts what?
Bears.
This is a joke of some sort, right?
I don't see how it would be. It's a flight hazard. There he goes.
Dude, did you call him back?
Call him back for what? Oh, nice. I think that's a pretty good place to fucking leave it on him.
No dead man. Still that question come out. Beautiful. Highly baked him.
Oh, man. What? Yeah. Why the fuck are we worried about bears for a flight now? Yeah, good job, Axe, on the recommendation. It's a flight hazard, like what we gotta clear the runway of geese and ducks and shit, you know, before takeoff to make sure we don't get any in the engine. Same thing with bears.
Inspectors are going off in the cabin.
This is a joke of some type. Nope. I don't see how it could be. No.
He tried to keep it dead, man. That was good.
It might work, so. What did I say? I said.
He did do a double take, though. He was like, did you just ask if she was admitting odor because she was menstruating?
She had an odor of any kind, perhaps due to menstruation. And then you took it. There you go. YouTube loved it.
It took a drastic turn.
Yeah, YouTube
turn
fucking
there.
Erupted like, oh my god, what the fuck is that?
Like a 90-degree turn there in aviation terms. Barrel roll.
This Key speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, what was your name?
Key.
Key, like K-E-E?
Yes.
Okay, great. I guess my wife is making me make this complaint, so please don't think any less of me, because I'm enjoying my stay, but she's making me make this telephone call.
Okay.
She wants me to call about the sexual harassment that's been occurring while we're staying here.
Oh, no. Okay. What's been going on?
Well, I'll tell you the story real quick. What had happened, we had just got here earlier today, there was a young lady at the front desk. She was African-American. Might possibly be you. I'm not sure, so please don't take offense to this. She was running the front desk when we checked in, very helpful. Unfortunately, she was dressed, I guess I would term it risque, a little revealing is what it was. And, it caused a reaction, a male reaction on my part. I'm trying to say it sensitively. An erection, occurred, and my wife was aware of this. And after she gave me a couple of books, because she's a professor at the local university where we reside, she was actually making me read books that told me that that was a form of sexual harassment, that the person down there was dressed this way on purpose to try to get this type of response. And so I need to make a complaint about the provocativity of the dress and things of that nature.
What's your room number?
Currently, I'm staying in 215. And she, I got a whole speech for like 2 hours about how I need to be a feminist ally. And I just don't want to upset her because she's tenured and she's the breadwinner. And unfortunately, if I'm not, if I'm not going along with the program, essentially I'm going to be out of this marriage. She's said that to me specifically in not so many words, but yeah.
What's your first and last name? Just so I can make sure it's the right room number.
The first name is Anthony. Last name is Johnson.
Oh, what was your room number before?
Oh, 215.
215?
Yeah. I mean, and she's...
Oh, you checked out today?
Yeah, we checked out.
Okay.
She sat me down on the plane ride and had me watch a movie on Susan B. Anthony. It was almost 2 hours long, man. And, I mean... And her bust was very prominent, but nothing that should have got me into this type of... Basically, I felt like I was back in graduate school again, being lectured.
Okay, yeah. You said 215? I'm not seeing you. Anthony Johnson?
Yes. Tony, you could... it could have been under Tony. My government ID does say Anthony, though.
Okay. Is it under her name, maybe?
It's possible. Dr. Johnson. She makes everyone call her doctor.
And what's her first name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Got you. Okay.
Yeah. And the whole story is documented, I did ejaculate, but not until I was in the parking lot, and it was completely involuntary.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing the room number or first and last name.
Yeah, I wouldn't have booked us in. She handles all of that because she, my God, she tells me all the time I should know a man's place. And she says it's in the home. She said I should ask for dry cleaning, but I didn't know if that's possible, like things that you guys offered. And we were leaving today anyway, so...
Okay, so I can have you speak with my manager.
Is she...
So he can...
Is that a he or a she?
He. His name is Peter.
Okay. Because my wife has a strict rule that I'm not allowed to speak with women unless I'm going to fornicate with them.
Okay, let me have you speak with my manager.
Okay, I appreciate that. Hi, Peter. So, my name is Paul, and I was calling about an experience that I had at the hotel with involuntary ejaculation due to the way one of your employees at the front desk was dressed.
I'm so sorry, sir. We started off the wrong foot here.
I'm sorry?
This is inappropriate.
You came in mid-story. I think that's where the problem was. I explained everything to the young lady that was just on the phone.
I understand, sir, but is that are you making a complaint in regards to what? Because to be quite honest, sir, this is not a subject that should be discussed in over the phone. It's in an appropriate language.
Well,
I'm going to refute it.
I don't have the courage to look anybody in the eyes and talk about it like this.
Yeah, but so instead of you telling us what you did that we wouldn't want to have explanation of, you let us know what went on that made you do what you just said.
What language should we use? Spanish? Ejaculator?
No, we don't have to use such language. We could just get to the point and let me know what's your concern and what's your complaint in regards to...
I mean, that's the medical term. It's not slang or anything. But what I'm complaining about is the state of a bosom being exposed by one of your employees at the front. They had one too many buttons unbuttoned on their shirt, and it caused an erection in my pants and an involuntary explosion.
I do not need to know that, sir.
Well,
you
asked for the story.
I do not need to do the full story in detail.
Okay.
You just let me know that if my staff were dressing inappropriately, in which they were not 100%.
But why was she doing this? Is she trying to get more tips or what? What is, because she wrecked my marriage pretty much.
From were they at the front desk?
They checked us in. And I don't want to submit a written complaint because I don't want to get this young lady in trouble because she was doing OnlyFans content at work.
No, please go ahead, do so. What's their name? When did you check in? When did you stay with us? Do you have a confirmation number?
I checked in 2 days back, room number 215 under Dr. Johnson. And
okay, one moment.
Do you accept written complaints in English or Spanish?
I could take an email, however, allow me 1 second here.
But
I take it in English.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
My English is my second language, but I take it in English. No worries at all.
Okay.
What was the name it stays under?
Johnson. Catherine Johnson. Dr. Catherine. If you leave the doctor off, we're going to both be in trouble.
Catherine Johnson in 215?
Yes. And if I need to, I will use my typewriter and send it by United States First Class Mail. I'll send it certified mail.
Would you like to send me an email with your complaints, sir, with the details?
No,
with the
I'm not allowed electronic devices. My wife will not allow it.
She
says it's the devil's device.
I apologize, sir, but you're not giving me any type of information here. You may be calling the wrong number. I'm not even sure if you checked in our hotel.
There was a woman at the front, and her bosoms were exposed in plain view for everybody, men, women, and children to see.
There are women everywhere in every hotel. I'm not quite sure if it's our hotel. If you're able to give me some information in terms of phone numbers,
do you have a facsimile line?
I do not need no fax. You're able to send me directly an email, and I will be more than happy to assist you.
Teletype. Do you have a teletype connection?
Allow me 1 second, sir. I'll be right back.
Western Union Telegraph?
Hello, sir. Mr. Ball?
Yeah. No, my name is Johnson, not Ball.
Mr. Johnson, I apologize. Yeah. Allow me 1 second here.
Yeah, because when I walked in, she had Chatterbait coins just flowing. Now you could hear the tones.
You say 215, right?
215.
Okay. And your name is? Well, what was the reservation under?
Dr. Catherine Johnson.
When was this, sir?
2 days back we checked. We checked out today.
You checked out today. Allow me 1 second here.
Yeah. Do you know the woman that I'm speaking of that was dressed in that manner?
No, not. I'm trying to get some information here,
okay,
sir.
All right.
What's the first name?
Doctor.
The first name is Doctor?
No, that's her title. First name is Catherine.
Catherine?
Yes.
And you stayed under Catherine?
Yeah. Like I said, she's the breadwinner. I have no credit cards. I have no debit cards. She gives me a weekly stipend of money.
What did the person look like, if you don't mind me asking?
The lady at the front, she was shorter, African-American. She had a button-down shirt. She had a name tag. She had three buttons.
Unbuttoned.
Was her cleavage was exposed. She had hair. She had legs. She had arms.
Did you get the name tag by any chance?
No, I didn't know I was going to need it. Normally, because I'm not allowed to speak to women because of my wife.
I don't think it's our hotel. I'm so sorry about that.
She looked West African, like Liberia or something.
Not sure, sir. I'm not sure. If you're able to get me some information, I'm be more than happy to help.
I think her name tag said Mrs. Big Labia or something like that on it. Big Labia.
Big Labia?
Yeah.
No, we don't have anyone with that name. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Not even familiar.
Could I come in and maybe you take some of the women and you cover their faces and we do a breast lineup and I can figure it out that way?
I'm not quite sure if that's appropriate.
Cover their heads with a sheet.
No.
And then they
here,
unbutton three buttons and then I'll be able to identify the breasts.
I apologize, sir, but you may be calling the room number.
But
it
might not seem appropriate to you, but it's necessary. I have a 6-hour marriage that you're putting in jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about this. You may want to discuss this directly with your wife. I'm not sure if that's an appropriate.
My wife has authorized all.
Sir, I'm so sorry. I'm not able
Catherine, talk to this man. Tell him I'm authorized. Tell him I'm authorized. Honey, authorize me.
Hello? He's authorized, dear. You don't have nothing to worry about.
I'm into
old bitches. My boy's silent.
I'm into old bitches.
Roadman, may I help you?
Hi, I need to book a room, please.
We don't have any room.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, when will you have a room?
Tomorrow.
Okay, and how much is it?
It will be $80 for the room.
Okay.
And $40 deposit.
Okay, and how many people can be in the room?
Two people.
Okay, I'm gonna have three men and one goat go for the room.
You can do it online, actually.
Well, I can't. I don't have a computer telephone.
We don't do reservation of a phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you write down a reservation for me? I want to rent your sister,
no,
your sister.
No, we don't do that.
You can
directly come to motel.
Do you have sister?
Sorry?
Do you have sister?
What the fuck are you doing?
I want to do macho things to your sister.
You just fuck off, okay?
Hey, no, listen, asshole, okay? I want to do big bold mash things to your sister.
You just shut up, motherfucker.
Hey, listen, I want to put fingers in sister.
Robin, may I
help you? Hi, so listen, $40 for your sister, okay?
And your mother isn't free. I'm fucking her, okay?
No, thank don't fuck you. My mother. Don't fuck my mother.
She's a virgin.
Don't fuck my mom. Stop it. Mom, I'm calling for help.
Kamoku Domino's, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about an order that I placed a little bit ago.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is, it's 808.
Uh-huh.
312.
312.
Uh-huh. 1191.
1191.
Yep.
I'm not seeing an order under that phone number. Hold on one second.
I picked it up. I came in and picked it up. I ordered inside.
Well, what was the name for the order?
It was for Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah. I got
and the phone number was what again? Oh, 3321.
Yeah, it's 808-312-1191.
Oh, 312.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Oof, because I came in, I got a medium Philly cheesesteak. And when I opened it up, I got a lot more than I bargained for.
Well, I'm not seeing an order for Kevin here,
uh-huh.
And I'm not seeing it under your phone number. Did you call the right Domino's? This is Kamoku.
Yeah, I know. I came in. I ordered it right there at the counter. I didn't call the order in.
Do you have your receipt on you?
Yeah, of course.
What's the order number?
Oh, well, are you talking about right now? Do I have it on me? No, it's with the pizza.
Yeah.
It's inside. I don't get reception.
Well,
I don't get reception inside.
Okay, well, but we give you a receipt with your order when you leave. Like, we put it in the box. Do you have that?
Yeah, I've got it. It's inside. Like I just said, I don't get reception inside, so I had to step outside.
Oh, okay. All right, so, yeah, retrieve the order number for me, and then I can help you out, because I'm not seeing it okay. Under here.
I just wanted to know when you guys started putting hidden cameras on top of the pizza.
What the fucking...
Hi, thank you for calling Kamoku Domino's. This is Alex speaking. Is this going to be for pickup or delivery?
No, this is... Who do I bring this hidden camera back to? I don't want this on my pizza.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, the guy. I was talking about the medium Philly cheesesteak. I opened up the
uh-huh.
box, hidden camera on top of the pizza. What the fuck is with this?
Well, why would we put a hidden camera?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, okay, I don't know what to do.
Okay, what are you guys, some type of pizza perverts?
Sounds like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know.
I accessed the memory card, and there's a video of women's restrooms all over in here on this memory card. You guys are in big, big trouble.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
A bunch of pizza perverts.
Yeah, so are you. Have a good night.
What do you do with the meats over there, honey?
Thank you for calling IHOP at the airport. This is Kamara. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to make an order, please.
Can I get a name for your order?
Yeah, it's Dick, D-I-C-K. I don't know why I went that route, but it seemed fucking funny.
Suppose it's Dixie.
It's Dick. fucking Howard.
Hey, the bitch. Karan speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, burger bitch?
All right, and yourself?
I'm pretty good. I want to get some motherfucking food from you.
All right, well, we don't do phone orders. You can either order online through DoorDash or Grubhub.
Both of them, I sit there and I keep trying to make the order, and it says a payment error has occurred at this location, and, like, I can't do nothing.
Okay, one second.
All right.
Okay, I'll just write it down, and then when you come in, you can do the payment here.
All right.
Okay. What would you like?
I'm gonna get that buffalo chicken, that big beefy motherfucking sandwich. I wanna get that.
The buffalo chicken sandwich.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna get that dirty motherfucker mac and cheeseburger.
Okay. dirty Mac.
Yeah, the dirty.
Dirty Mac burger, right?
Yeah, the dirty motherfucker Mac.
Motherfucking Mac. Gotcha.
That dirty motherfucker. Yeah. And then you got that pulled barbecue jack-off fruit burger, right?
Yeah, pulled jackfruit.
But is it good? Because I've got a picky bitch over here.
I haven't tried it, but it is popular.
All right. And let me ask you this on the real, because I just met this girl like 3 weeks back. Like, which one of these burgers, if I was to get it for, like, all right, so she's vegetarian, but I'm going to tell her it's a veggie burger, but I want you to give her a full-on meat patty burger. But which one of these was guaranteed to get me some pussy if I feed a vegetarian a meat burger?
I would go with the Impossible Burger.
No. I want it real. I want to get some real meat in there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want something that's full on meat, and I want to put it inside of her, and then, like, midway through coitus, and, like, I'm about to orgasm, I tell her the burger was really meat burger, and then watch her struggle to get my penis out of her.
Okay.
Like, is that, like, so the Havana, maybe the Havana Cubano?
Yeah, the Havana burger, that's that's ham, pulled pork, and the beef patty with whole grain mustard and pickles and Swiss cheese.
Yeah. Does it have mustard? Does it have mustard?
Yeah, it has whole grain mustard.
But I don't think I could do that because if it's got ham, because she's Muslim, I don't think that flies with them.
Okay, well, we also have the signature burger, which is just the regular cheeseburger with lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles. It is a beef patty with secret sauce.
Yeah. What's in the secret sauce?
It's just Thousand Island and mayonnaise.
You know what? That seems to be everybody's secret sauce.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else we got? We have the Blackstone, which is corned beef. You can do the grilled sandwich or the burger. The burger is also a beef patty that comes with secret sauce, sauerkraut, and caramelized onions, and secret sauce and Swiss cheese.
I want to get the – you know what? Let me do the Cubano.
The Cubano?
Yeah. And then I'm gonna get the
Cubano burger.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna get the flourless chocolate cake because I don't want her to get a yeast infection.
Okay, let me check to see if we have any. One second. And we do not have any.
Okay.
I do have chocolate chip cookie. Those are really good.
What about the lemon Badino?
We don't have that right now.
No, what, the blueberry bread pudding?
Yeah, we don't even have blueberry pudding right now.
Tiramisu?
Nope, just the chocolate chip cookie right now.
Fuck, not even a brownie?
Not even a brownie.
Man, how you expect me to pull bitches with just giving them a chocolate chip cookie?
Hey, man, that, you can pull a female with a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah,
it's
but I drive a fucking 94 Honda Civic. It's blue.
If you got a 94 Civic, you definitely can pull it with a chocolate chip cookie.
I bought it off of this guy. He said that his daughter, who was a cheerleader in high school, used to drive it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got pink spinners on it.
Oh, wow.
I ain't getting no full-grown woman with a cookie, though. You're like, I'm trying to get the cookie, and the cookie ain't going to cut it, you know?
Did you want fries with any of your burgers?
Whoa, you trying to break my fucking pockets, man? Like, I ain't even gotten no pussy from her yet.
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
I don't understand.
It's all in the game, like, you got, brother.
How much pussy are you pulling? Because, like, you're telling me all this stuff. I'm like, the book I read, like, it said don't go past a buffet on the first day.
Look, I'm a bachelor, man. I can take him to McDonald's and get a chicken nugget happy meal.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were a celebrity. Like, what season were you on that show?
I got my own show at home.
What channel?
It ain't no channel. It's just called The Foster Show.
My Roku don't go get that channel.
Yeah, it's a private channel. It don't come on TV.
So you're one of those, like, sex perverts?
No, I'm not no pervert.
You're from America?
Yeah, I'm from America.
You're a sex pervert?
Is there anything else you want to order?
Yeah, I want one of them big cocktails that you guys advertise.
That one you would have to come in and order.
To go. I want it to go.
Yeah, you'd have to order that.
I'm
going to
get
bar.
That, and I want a pervert salad. Yeah.
Okay.
I want a salad where, like, all the tomatoes are sliced up and on one side, and then the croutons are on one side looking at them all provocatively, but, like, out of the side of their eye. Like, they're not trying to be full-on eye contact, but, like, you know, they're talking to the blue cheese crumbles. They're like, yeah, I'm going to get some of that tonight.
Okay.
And some of the bubonic cookie, too.
We don't have a bubonic cookie.
You got
a
blue
waffle? We have a chocolate chip cookie. Nah, we ain't got blue waffles.
Well, get in the back and make it.
Nah, I ain't making no blue waffles.
Get back there and fucking make it.
So I have a buffalo chicken sandwich, a Dirty Mac burger.
Yeah, a Dirty Motherfucking
did you want
Mac
the pull jack?
Burger.
A Dirty Motherfucking Mac burger.
Yeah.
Did you want the pull jack or no?
No.
Okay, and the Cubano burger.
Yeah. Do you shave your back?
Huh?
Do you shave your back?
Does that complete your order, sir?
Well, it will if you just, I want to know. If it's a good idea.
I don't know about all that, but I'm
you
about
trim,
to
you
start
trim,
your order
you, you
right
trimmed?
Now.
You trimmed? Do you do the scaping?
Okay, I'm about to hang up, sir.
I got pimples on my back from the steroids, so I don't know if shaving
okay,
would
I'm,
be good.
Okay, I'm about to hang up in a minute,
but
wait,
hang on. For real, though. I shaved down there.